Blog Talk Radio.
Very good. Music not working as we bring it in on a Saturday show. Lot to get to on as we count down the days of July, good to August. Our next time we will be together will be the first day of August. So that's where we're at. And also we got Kappa and he's up here to start off the day. Kappa.
Yo, Jamie, what's going on?
What's going on, Kappa?
So not much going on in sports. I see your Philly is way out. Twinkies played the Yankees last night. I don't know if they won or not, but interesting. See that guy from the four letter curse. Coward's an idiot.
Oh yes, he's an idiot. Now he's leaving the four letter curse.
The four letter curse. But all right, well, I gotta get going. You have a good time. We'll talk next week. Go Philly, and I'll talk later.
All right. Thank you, Calvert. As he needs to go there. All right, so make this next guy wait by one. You up here, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah. Love the intro.
Yes, you're up.
Yeah, I'm playing Rory McIlroy for the PS4. I just got it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I gotta do like the hard version because this is too easy. Like I'm playing like my first tournament. I'm already like the leader. Like that's not fun. Well, it'd be too easy.
What you do there is up the difficulty on Rory McIlroy.
I don't even know how to do that yet. Well, we'll see if I can figure that out before the end of the year.
Yes.
So I guess the big Philly sports news going on right now would be the trade deadline of the Phillies.
Yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't look like they're going to move. Like it seems like they're trying to move Papelbon, but I don't know, for whatever reason, that's going to be difficult. I guess money. And now Hamels, it's like all of a sudden more teams seem to be putting pitchers out there, so the market for him might not be quite as high as it was before.
More and more pitchers seem to be tradable every day. So the market is getting a little saturated, as it were.
Yeah, so what do you think on – so guys like Hamels, Papelbon, I guess even Ben Revere has been talked about. You can give him away for nothing.
Well,
what
I
do you think?
Revere has a better chance to go than Hamels because I think Revere could actually steal some bases and he actually can help a team instead of, like, being an absolute prima donna in clubhouse. So I think Papelbon or Revere are the two to go. But I think Revere would go before Hamels.
Yeah. Plus, Revere is a cannon arm, don't you think?
Yes, he's rocking up the outfield assist these days.
He can throw way harder than me. That's good.
Yeah. You know his throws are always going to not get cut off. They're always going to go all the way through.
So I guess next week, by next week's show, the Eagles, I guess the Eagles start training camps next Sunday, I believe.
Yeah,
so
it won't be
quite.
We have a lot more
Eagles comments next week once on the eve of training camp, I think.
It'll be a lot to talk about there, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to be a fresh so I can get them off.
Nice. So you got to get me out of here.
All right, good idea. So, get back to your Roy PGA. Fine.
True or false?
True or false, huh?
Kenny Mayne was a teammate of Randall Cunningham at UNLV in the early 1980s.
Kenny Mayne was a teammate of Randall Cunningham at UNLV in the early 1980s.
Who was a teammate of Randall at UNLV? Who was that?
Kenny Mayne. True or false? Yeah.
Kenny Mayne played football? That seems pretty random. I didn't know that he played football. Sure. True.
All right, true.
Yeah.
It's true. Wow. Get it. The unspoken football career of Kenny Mayne. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your game. Oh, you actually managed to get him off. Let's go to Francis Craig. He's out on the push.
Oh, good morning, Jamie C. How are you?
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Get a good sleep last night?
Yes, indeed.
That's
good
a boy.
Sleep.
Because you didn't have that cappuccino, that's why you slept well.
No,
Jamie, what's your prediction for Cole Hamels?
I think he will stay. I don't necessarily want him to stay, but I think he will.
No, I'd like him to stay, and I think he will stay, and I think Papelhead will be gone, though. Evidently, there's a couple teams that are interested in him.
I think that's more of a probability, yes.
Yeah, because he's not the best guy. And you heard the report that it turns out that Chip Kelly was married at one point.
Yes, he was married for 7 years, indeed.
Yeah, okay. How are you?
Good.
What else is going on? Any trivia? By the way, another win for the Phillies yesterday, huh?
Yeah, they're really turning it on in these late under McCann a little bit. Fire, maybe.
Yeah, well, I saw the kid at second. He made a stupid play, get caught off of second base. Could have cost him the game. They ended up winning, so it didn't matter, right?
That's getting more and more commonplace these days.
Well, yeah, with him and Galvis and Revere, I mean, stupid baseball. You know, you and I watched that together, didn't we? Didn't we see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, look, good luck with the rest of the show. And do you have any trivia?
All right, let's give you this trivia here.
Through his first 6 seasons in the majors.
Let me read it. Through his first 6 seasons in the majors.
Which one of these
is categories
did each
row not fall into?
Not finish among the American League's top 10 in every year.
Yeah. Ichiro, what categories did he not finish in the AL top 10 in every year?
In his first 6 years.
At-bats, triples, stolen bases, or hits?
Stolen bases.
Oh, you go for stolen bases?
Triples.
Oh, triples, really? Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy, sir.
Let's go. Next one is up on the sports show.
Jamie. Is that me?
Yes, yeah.
Jamie, you purposely
make this ridiculous. It beeps when
what?
You come on, so that's kind of good.
What do you mean it beeps when?
It goes.
What do you mean
beep? It goes beep, so then I know I'm on.
Yeah, so I don't have to say to everyone that they're up.
Yeah, but you don't know you're talking to you. That's why you have to say like a number or something.
All right.
Now listen. First of all,
are you
going to
be asking this whole?
I don't know. Mr. Pollock must not know his Kenny Mayne knowledge at all, because everybody knows Kenny Mayne, or is a true fan of him, knows that he played football at UNLV, Running Rebels.
I'm glad you know
with
that. UNLV, Honorable Kenny Mayne.
Absolutely know that. Secondly, I would have also said stolen bases with Ichiro, but it was triples, huh?
Triples, yes.
All right. Now, did we go over our recap of the White Marsh Revolution 11U yet?
No, not yet, so I'll let you handle that.
All right. Well, for all the fans out there listening, he finished with an 11-9 record. Started off 0-4, then ran off 11-5 record, which is pretty great. Our last three tournaments, we made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Two of which we made it to the championship game. One of which we won the tournament.
Yeah, indeed. Quakertown.
That would have been Quakertown, correct. And we
Are
ended
you
the season.
I'm choosing to inquire about whether you're getting coffee or not.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm getting coffee. That's why I left the house, remember?
I thought you were going to your mother's house to get the iPod.
Yeah, but that was the second reason. The first reason was to get coffee, which I still have yet to
All right. Thank you.
Wait, is there other people in the queue?
I'll give you some trivia, and then we
are
will
there see. Other people in the queue? Why are you getting rid of me?
The queue is bare at the minute.
Well, then what are you getting rid of me for?
I'll give you trivia.
All right.
Pick one already. What's so hard?
Alright. How many total pitchers were used in the 2002 All-Star game, which ended in 7-7?
How many pitchers were used in the 2002 All-Star game, 2-2, which ended in a tie?
7-7.
Alright. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say
15-19-20-20.
20 or what?
What?
15-19-20 or what?
22.
I'm going to say, I didn't think I was going to get options, and I was originally going to say 24 off the bike, just out of the thin air, but so now I obviously have to say 22.
No, 19. I'll see you soon, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you indeed.
What are you doing?
Oh, what am I doing?
No,
I'm the
one
there.
I can talk sports.
People will be in the queue.
What?
You can keep me till they get there.
No, that's boring radio.
That's not boring radio. I can talk sports.
There's no sports to talk.
What
about Aaron Nola? Yeah, let's hear Aaron Nola recap.
I think he's very good, but he's got a long way to go. But he could be a star maybe here for a long time.
Now, before his first game, people were saying he's going to be, you remember, a 3 or 4 in the rotation, not a 1, and maybe not even a 2. Like a 3.
Yeah.
Now everyone's getting carried away thinking, oh, he is going to be a 1, right? But he hasn't really, I mean, Mr. Barber says he has the best curveball he's ever seen. Is that going overboard?
No, because I have no reason to doubt what I've seen. And I have no reason to doubt whether he could keep it up or not.
Is he on the hump again tomorrow?
Yes, he is.
I mean, will I get to see that? Yes, I will get to see that, actually, because maybe not if we're at the Flymar.
Oh, has the iPad been found or not?
No, it's not been found, and we're scared.
Oh, no.
Been stolen by neighbors.
Do they have bad neighbors in that place?
I wouldn't have thought so.
All right, we're going to do some checking around here in the studio. So
no,
we're going to let
you.
We found it.
And it was wet from the sprinklers.
It's
wet from the sprinklers. And it won't work.
It won't work, but they found it. It's not working at the moment.
Well, I'm just kidding there, too. It is working, but it was wet.
All right. It's wet, but it's working and they found it. Thank you for the update.
All righty. Love you.
Bye.
You
getting
rid of me or you want me to?
Bye. And,
you
want
to talk?
Hello? Come here. I want to change the format of the show to an interview show. So I want you to book guests every single week to interview because I'll do it, but taking calls is boring. I know. Like that. Well, we're coming up on a couple minutes to go yet. 13 to go. Let's see what we can find. do that. You can do that.
James, stop. You're on the show.
No, I want to unspeak it,
no. No. All right, I got a question for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Which National League Central team became the seventh different team in 7 years to win a World Series in 2006?
Carlos.
Oh, you didn't even need the...
I will.
How about this then? Since you got the rookie question, we'll head up to the pro question here.
Do they really increase in difficulty there?
Yeah, I think they really do. All right, so... Whose ninth inning two-run homer gave the Cardinals a 3-1 victory over the Mets in Game 7 of the 2006 NLCS? Is it A, Yadier Molina, B, Scott Rolen, C, Jimmy Edmonds, D, Albert Pujols?
C.
Nope, even though his wife is currently on the Real Housewives of Ocean County.
Yes.
No, the answer was Yadier Molina.
It's not Ocean County. Ocean County's in the...
Orange County. Sorry.
Who's on it?
It's Edmonds. Five. New 30-year-old wife.
Name all the names of us. Then we'll end the show. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for your wonderful support of the sports show. Now we go to the big interview next week. Bye.
I have
a question for you. Bye, big interview next week. Got a book at. Call publicist. Hello? Right?
Here, I got another for you. Which... One of these teams did not lose to the Patriots in the Super Bowl during the New England's run of three championships in 4 years. Who did not lose to them?
Hands.
Rams. Panthers. Eagles or Steelers?
Steelers.
Very good.
Oh, hands.
Go on a sort of sports jeopardy or something.
No, I'm not that good.
You are good.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, thanks.
Are you gonna get me a pussy cabbage
here? Here, look, you got a caller.
We got a couple guys.
Alright, then let's go. Stop yawning on air. Alright, who's this?
I don't know. The 7579. You're up.
Yep. Is this Jamie?
Yeah.
Hi, Jamie. My name is Chris Tyrell. I like your show, man, and I have a question about the 76ers.
All right, sir.
I'm really curious what you think about Okafor, man. I love Okafor, and I'm glad that y'all got him on the squad, and I'm wondering if you think he's going to make y'all a playoff team this year or if you think it's going to take a couple years for him to develop.
Well, I think it'd be much hard to be a playoff team this year, but it's all about building for the future, and I think he's a good step in that direction.
I agree. I think he's going to work well with Nerlens, too. I think that's a good pair-up. That's two big guys.
Well, that's the hope, isn't it?
It's going to be a good year for them, man. I'm excited to watch them go.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for answering.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Well, I can handle it. I never had like energy bouncing off the walls like this. Hey, do you want me to have it?
Given the guy trivia, you could have spoken.
I was
expect the show
to expand if you can't handle it. I wasn't desperate. Let's go, Carl Hill, wrap it up today. Carl, you're up.
Jamie, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
Jamie, I wanted to see, get your thoughts on the Sixers Summer League. I watched, watched a bunch of the games. You know, I thought Okafor was okay. He was good. He was decent. He's got some work to do, but I was encouraged. I heard your comments on him. So maybe on some of the other, some of the point guards. Maybe I saw Wilbekin and I saw the McConnell and Pierre Jackson. What do you think? Do you think any of those guys?
McConnell did a good job running the team, and I definitely think there's a spot for him to land. Whether it's just the Sixers, I don't know, but I think it's very possible that you see McConnell in the NBA at some time.
And then Wilbekin was just shooting the lights out there in Las Vegas. I don't think they thought he really much of him, but you think he gets a real look now?
Yeah, they just signed him, so they need another shooter, so I was happy to see the progress and the things that Wilbekin could do.
Yeah, I was, maybe there's a chance, right, to back up off the bench and get a...
Yeah, they just signed him, so they apparently see something.
Good for him. Switching over to the Eagles, we got camp opening up next weekend. I guess we're not going to see it now. I was in the camp. I was hoping Bradford would sign. What do you think? Think the Eagles are taking the right strategy there, or is it too risky?
Well, I think it's the right strategy because it's so much unknown around this upcoming year that you can't bet on stuff that you don't know.
Yeah, I guess I'm worried. I guess if he has a great year, worst case, we can franchise him and get him back for at least one more year, right?
Yes. I think that'd be the most terrible thing that could happen.
My last one, Jamie. I took the boys. I took Carter and Ryan to see Chelsea play the New York Red Bulls on Wednesday, and surprisingly, Chelsea lost to them. Did you catch that score?
No, but you got that International Champion Cup is doing well there. They got some good high-powered matchups that they're doing. Chelsea,
yeah.
Paris Saint-Germain's in there.
What about, now I lied, my real last one. Do you think Klinsmann, should he keep his job, or should he be booted out here?
I think Julian deserves another chance. I know he had a rough one on a couple of days ago against Jamaica, but I think he said nothing that deserves to lose his job, even if he did have one rough one.
Those young central backs really hurt him, though. I think he should have kept some of the veterans, guys like Giesler, and they should have been on the roster here.
Yes, you can certainly question some of the stuff he did, but I think he'll still have a job by the end of the year.
All right, we'll see. You got to get it together for qualifying next year, so I hope they figure it out.
Yeah, they have to do that playoff for the Confederation Cup, which is not good.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the insight.
All right. We thank you.
Have a good week.
She's in this program. I just hung up on both the people in the queue because I just said we got a bear queue because I'm late, and I think that's a good place to end this boy show for this time. We got a revamp show next week. Thanks to everyone who participated, and goodbye. We got a lot of work to do. Back to the drawing board. Thank you, everyone.